Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head softball coach Erica Post and Humboldt head baseball coach Jason Thurm. The Humboldt softball team fell in their regional semifinal game 11-10 to Eagle Grove last Saturday on a walk-off two-run home run with Eagle Grove down to their final strike. I caught up with Post after the loss on Saturday to end the season.
This is tough. This hurts. But the girls, they very easily could have rolled over. Slow start in that first inning, gave up two runs, got down. But they didn't let that hurt them. They turned around, came back, got right back in the game. And we have another inning where we make some mistakes. And they could have, again, rolled over and just said, this is it. We'll take the 10-run rule or whatever. And they didn't. They fought and clawed their way back into this game. You know, and we took a lead here and there and went back and forth with them. And so there was no giving up with these kids. And I'm incredibly proud of them.
Message post-game, as you had a long chat with the team in the outfield final time together. But what was the message after a tough loss like this, 0-2 count, runner on third, and the two-run shot?
That I'm incredibly proud of them, very proud of them that they didn't give up. They continued to fight. You know, that's on me. I called it winner go home pitch there, and Adelie executed it, but so did their batter, and she got a hold of it and put it over the fence. So I told them I'd take that one because they did everything they could to win that game.
Coach, last time this group's together, first let's talk about the seniors. How much have they meant to this program, this 2025 season, but going back their whole careers?
These two are hard workers. You know, they never let anything get them down. Elsie Hubble played just about every position out here that was in the infield. She didn't care where she played, whatever it would. She did whatever she could to help the team. Didn't matter where it was. If it wasn't her natural spot or wasn't exactly where she wanted to, she never complained. She just played wherever the team could benefit the most from her. And Ava has just been a workhorse her whole career, just working to get better. She never took, you know, coming out of the lineup or a struggle as I'm not good and I'm just giving up. It's the end of the year. She would go to work and find ways to get herself back in the lineup, and when she did, she took advantage of it, and she was swinging a really hot bat here at the end. So I'm incredibly proud of these girls. They were definitely workers. They encouraged other people to work hard, and that's what you want in these girls. We're going to miss them tremendously.
Well, Coach, as you look back at this 2025 season, how would you describe this team here that had a great run up to the regional semis tonight?
You know, it wasn't exactly the season we hoped for, but they never gave up. And that's the thing I'll remember most about these girls is that when we were down or, you know, the odds were against us, they continued to fight and claw and always work their way back into the games or shake one game off and work into the second game. And they never got too down on themselves, stuff like that. You know, we only had one time where it was one of those, let's make sure we're doing everything we can and playing for each other and looking out for everybody and helping them out. We only had one of those this year, and they've definitely responded since we've had that. And we've had a good run here the last 2 weeks to get us here, and unfortunately, we just came up a little bit short tonight.
This is a tough ending to the season. But as you look forward, this program, after progress that had been made, especially the second half of the season, starting to really turn things in that positive direction and get back to 500, and then the way you're able to battle tonight with Eagle Grove, what are the thoughts on the future of this program now, heading into 2026?
Yeah, we're going to return a number of girls that were juniors this year that will be seniors, and we'll need them to step up and be leaders. But everybody that returns, there's a number of 10th graders and freshmen and 7th and 8th graders that are very talented coming up, and so everybody's going to have to work hard and earn their spot, and there's going to be a push in the next couple of years for varsity spots and varsity positions, and I think we're moving in the right direction. We've got a number of pitchers, and it's just getting everybody back in the winter and working and improving.
This is a fantastic season, a tough ending to it, but congratulations on a great season here for Wildcat softball. We look forward to seeing this program next summer back in 2026 with you back here with us.
Perfect, Matt. Thank you for all your coverage. We definitely appreciate it. We appreciate all the support from everybody that's at the games and listens online and that we see, you know, throughout town at Go Cats.
The Humboldt baseball team fell in a heartbreaking 3-2 loss in 11 innings in the sub-state final in Boone Wednesday night after a misplay on a ground ball to second on what would have been the final out that brought home the tying run for the Toreadors and a walk-off RBI single by their next hitter. I caught up with Thurm post-game to discuss the season-ending loss.
unbelievable group of guys. Absolutely love them, and couldn't think of a more heartbreaking way to end up here with it. But just so proud of the effort, the toughness that we showed all night long with it. You talk about a group that went out and competed, and we gave ourselves a chance, and unfortunately Boone was just a little bit better at the end. But I love this group, and it's going to be hard because this is the last time that we're together. So yeah, it's rough right now.
So, Coach, Valley Davis gets a start tonight, and he just continues to impress as he's a guy who's going to be returning to this program next year. What did you see from Valley going seven strong here tonight?
He went out and does what he does. I mean, he just absolutely competed with it. And, we rode him pretty hard here down the stretch, and, he answered it every time. Just went out, and this is a tough lineup. Their top four hitters are just they're a handful, and he went at them all night long, and he got us through seven innings. And Chase did a super job too, coming in on pressure pack situations there, and he looked awesome out there too. But yeah, just pitchers did a phenomenal job tonight.
Coach, your team takes that 2-1 lead, and Mason Van Pelt the senior was able to deliver. How big of a moment was that to see a guy who's meant so much to the blue and gold get a big hit like that to put his team up?
Oh, yeah, that's Mason right there. That kid's going to compete. He's going to give you everything he has every time out for the full seven innings and then some. So, there's no spot too big for him, and that's exactly who we want up there in that situation. And, we're confident he pulled through with it, and, he stepped up there just like a true senior there, and just answer the call with it. But yeah, it's Mason's—he's been there and done it for us all year long. He's had a huge year, and tonight was no different.
And Coach, bottom half of the inning, the error brings home tying run, and then the RBI single by the top of the order, Dylan England, to win it. Obviously, just a shock for the program here. Bottom half of the inning. What'd you say to the team afterwards? After a tough loss like this in the sub-state final.
Yeah, it's there. You can't really say too much with it. It's very little not pretty much nothing about baseball, but just told them how proud I was of them, we were talking, and we had one clean inning the entire night with it, and it was just a case where we were constantly working out of situations there, and they never got down. They never, they kept their composure the whole time. Made so many different plays out there at so many different times, and just so proud of the efforts, proud of the toughness that they showed all night, and honestly told them how much I loved them. What a special group, an unselfish group, a group that loves each other, and just gives it everything they have every night, and just felt terrible for them because they deserve better than the way it ended up tonight. But and that's life too. These are the things that build you, and in this case, build these boys into the men that they're going to become. And it's just part of the road that they're traveling with it. But this is the hardest time of the year for a coach. It's that last time when you're meeting as a group, in this case too, it's a heartbreaking loss with it. So yeah, that's just not an easy time out there.
When you think back to this 2025 group, 27-7, it's second 27 win team you've had since the 2005 group, ties season best under you in your 26 seasons here. What comes to mind about this 2025 Humboldt baseball team?
Well, I just say, I was just doing a little reminiscing here the last couple days, and this 25 group reminds me a lot of our 05 group with it. Just a tight group of guys. They love being around each other. Just the way that we played, competed with it, the at-bats that we put together, the athleticism, and the way that just where they could, change games with the athleticism part of it. Just a lot of similarities there. But this group is just special. Just the people that they are, that they're great kids, and I'm the one that's blessed here because I get to be around them every day, and they kind of help keep me young with it. But just an outstanding group, and we had a phenomenal year with it. Caught fire at the end. I mean, it was solid the whole year with it, but man, the last month or so of the season just absolutely steamrolled it. And then you're always preaching that. We want to be peaking at the end of the season, and this team was just on all cylinders with it too. So, yeah, it's it's disappointing to see this thing end, but this we'll look back at this and just a lot of great memories and super relationships and just a privilege to be around these boys.
Coach, how much of the seniors on this group meant to this program?
Oh, they're great leaders, and just the way that they go about their business, you know, whether it's on the baseball field, the other athletics that they're involved with, the classroom. We got a lot of intelligent kids in this group. Obviously, they're athletic with it, but they're good people, and such a great. As a whole, it's such a great example for our team and our younger guys. These seniors, they're leaders, but they're also servant leaders. They're out there, they're doing the dirty work, they're helping out, and just set such a tremendous example for our boys, and their leadership is going to be missed for sure.
For the future of this program, 2026, what does this program have coming back? Because it seems like there's still a solid core here for this group.
Yeah, we've got, you know, we feel like we have things in place with it. A lot can happen over the course of a year with it, but we feel like we have some good pieces coming back. We got some pitchers, and you know, we've got some guys too that didn't get a lot of innings this year too that we feel are going to be pretty good. And off season will be important. We're going to definitely they'll be encouraged to get out and get involved with the other sports, and that's pretty much the norm for us where our guys are going three or four sports, and that's really important with it. Off season in the weight room is going to be key, and continue to work at the game of baseball with it. But I'm confident this is going to make these boys coming back. It's just going to make them hungrier. And you know, you get this close to something that you want so bad, and you know, if you use it the right way, it's a great motivator. And you know, hopefully it'll push them to want to be, you know, to be their best, to be great. And you know, we're pretty confident that these boys will do that. So yeah, we're going to miss these seniors with it, but eventually here we'll pick up the pieces and we'll get back after it for next year.
Well, Coach, tremendous season. It's hard to see it come to a close here. Heartbreaking loss, but again, tremendous season by the program. We look forward to seeing this group back in 2026, as you said, hungry to try to get back to this point.
Yeah, and I want to thank you personally. You are awesome. You're great for our program. You're great for our school system and just the community in general. You are just top notch in all different ways, and I love getting to come up and talk to you after the games or before games, and just the different calls that we have too. So I truly appreciate you, and Humboldt's lucky to have you.
Appreciate it, Coach. Appreciate it. But again, tremendous season here for this program, and looking forward to seeing them back in 2026.
Yeah, definitely. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.